You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum. Once again, we welcome our local, national and international listeners to this edition of Q&A on this day, the 7th Shawwal 1441, corresponding with the 31st of May 2020, kindly and generously brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies with our esteemed Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain. For our local listeners, if you have a question, WhatsApp it to 084-786-3132. And for our international listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Let us now, inshallah, proceed with our next question. Mufti Saab, when giving zakat to someone, must you inform the person that, you know, what you're giving him is zakat?
As long as you are sure that the person, he qualifies to be a zakat recipient, Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 60, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned the 8 categories of people who are entitled to receive zakat. And now that person is a Muslim and he fits into one of these categories, you give him, you don't have to tell him or her for that matter it is zakat. You can just tell them it's a gift, it's a present, and that's fine. But in your heart you made intention of zakat, so your zakat is totally valid, no problem.
A woman near us has missed out fast because of her health, but unfortunately she is a single mother taking care of children and she has absolutely no income. How does she pay her fidya for the money?
Remember that when a lady is in sickly, or a male also, so we need to first identify what do they mean by the sickness. People fall ill, sick during Ramadan and then they recover. So obviously in those cases their qada will be compulsory. 5 fasts, 10 fasts, they can keep it consecutively, they can keep it intermittently, all that will be acceptable. However, if that person, male or female, is such that they are perpetually ill, al-marizu daim, as we say in Arabic, the prognosis of the medical fraternity, doctors and physicians is such, according to them, this person's recovery is almost null. So in a case like that, then the person has to pay fidya, 30 rand per day per fast, and must be given to poor Muslims. Surah 2, verse 184, Almighty Allah has spoken and mentioned this, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُتْوِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. So in a case like this, now this lady doesn't have income, barely just making a living and so forth, you know, on the borderline. So very easy, we get some Muslim person, and he must give that zakat, 1,000 rand, 5,000 rand, 2,000 rand, whatever, to this lady here, and then she collected the zakat. From there she gives the 900 rand, or whatever the ulama in that area, Durban, they say 20 rand, so for example 600 rand. Then so you must remember that she will give it out to the poor Muslims, and that will be compulsory upon her. So in that way you give her zakat, and from that zakat she will pay the fidya, or otherwise somebody just give her the money and tell her just pay it. So there are many ways of doing it, alhamdulillah.
One send isalu thawab for both maharim and non-maharim.
100%. Isal sawab means that we do an action and we make intention, we are transferring the reward to everybody. We, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, according to all 4 schools, we say that all this is permissible, the examples I'm giving. Number one, we heard that this person passed away, for example. So we say, let's make dua for him. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse 41, Rabbana ghfirli wa li walidayya وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. And you children, grandchildren, whose parents, grandparents passed away, so remember that you should make abundant dua, read this verse abundantly. Yes, but the parents, grandparents must have passed away as Muslims. We can't make dua for non-Muslims after they have died. Surah 9 verse 84 is clear on that topic. Sometimes we hear a brother, sister, we don't even know them. So read Surah chapter 59 verse 10. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh beloved Allah, forgive our brothers, sisters in Islam that who passed away before us with Iman. So Ya Allah, forgive us and forgive them. Chapter 59 Surah Hashr verse 10. So dua for the deceased, totally permissible. Charity on their behalf. Sa'd radiallahu anhu came and said, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna umma sa'adin qad tuwfiyat, my mother passed away. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-ma, water is the best. Fahafara bi'iran, he went, he dug up the borehole, the well, and he said, Hadhi li ummi Sa'd. So this is dedicated to the mother of Sa'd, so that is 100%. So you give out charity and from your lilla money, cash or kind or whatever, so all that is fine, permissible. Third one, our nafal ibadat, voluntary ibadat. I read Quran Sharif now, Surah Yasin, any other surah. And Ma'qil ibn Yasarin radiallahu anhu, the hadith is reported on the authority of Ma'qil ibn Yasar. Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that read Surah Yasin for your deceased. This hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, Abu Dawood, various compilations. So therefore, we, the four schools, the Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, say totally permissible. You read Nafil Salat. So you keep the Shawwal fast. Today you are fasting. Just now you will make Iftar Maghrib time. So you say, Ya Allah, the thawab, the reward of this fast, I'm transferring it to my parents, the Ummah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ummah, all permissible. And second one will be for people who are alive. Many a time people think it's only permissible for people who are deceased. Nay, you deceased also permissible, those alive. You are pregnant, my sister. So you open the account of your child that's going to be born. Remember, in Muharram only. Next year, 1442. But from now, you're opening his or her account. So those who passed away, those alive, those yet to come, all permissible according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, whether you are mahram for them or not, whether you're a stranger to them or whether you're family to them, all permissible.
If one is reading Salatul Witr and missed out a wajib act and makes the Sajdatu Sahwi, but after the Salah, the person realizes they missed out more than one wajib act, what is the ruling?
In that case there, the Salat will be valid, there's no problem, Tadakhul will take place. What happens is this person here, now he's not so sure, he was wondering, thinking of this or that or whatever, you thinking of the lockdown. So whatever it is, so he must 2-3 wajibs. So you must remember that easy example, that after 2 rakats he stood up straight. And then he didn't read the Dua-i Kunut also. So he made a Sajda Iso, and now he remembered one, he didn't remember the other. So you only make one Sajda Iso. One Sajda Iso means you make 2 Sajdas, not 4 Sajdas. So remember, your Salat is valid, there's no problem with that.
Is there anything wrong with wearing the half niqab when just starting out, wherein one's eyebrows and forehead are uncovered?
No such thing as starting out. So you say, when I wear the mask, you know, when we go out sometime. So sometimes they look at me because I look very clumsy. That sometimes the mouth is covered and the nose is open. Sometimes both is covered. Sometimes it's below the chin and all that because we're not used to it. But anyway, when we see all these chaps now, they're looking at us and we just cover it up. So now that's our mask story. So anyway, you sister, now you want to use this. You say, no, I'm just starting out. So that is your words, right? So you're going to wear niqab. So now you first put it only here by your mouth. Then you're going to bring it up here by your nose. And then you're going to bring it up by your eye. No, no, you can't do all that. In Islam, we do our duty with beauty. So same time, you have to make sure your face is covered. Only your eyes can be open. That also is better. If you know how to wear niqab, you ask the ladies. Then they cover that, but still they can see through. Sometimes they can see better than us also. So, you know, I know my wife, she'll tell me through the niqab which turn I must also when I'm driving. So better than we can see sometimes. So you must remember that. So there's no tribal sister. One way you go into niqab, proper niqab.
He mentioned that for good memory, one should read these four surahs, Yasin, Surah Yasin, Dukhan, Surah Sajda, and Surah Mulk. Could Mufti please clarify why Surah Sajda?
What the person meant is that which Surah Sajda, he's confused with which one it is. He doesn't know. So remember, the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda came to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Habibuna, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I learn, I forget. So Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed his beloved son-in-law, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda, when the night of Jumu'ah, Laylatul Jumu'ah, what we call Thursday night. So like tonight we will say Sunday night, but Islamically it is Laylatul Ithnain, the night of Monday already. So nevertheless, Thursday night, the night of Jumu'ah, after Maghrib, after Isha, any time, you read four rakat salat. First rakat, you read Surah Fatiha, then Surah Yasin. And thereafter, Surah Fatiha, second rakat, like how you read the sunnats of Zuhur just now, so remember the four sunnats of Muakkada, so the same manner and method. So you read Surah Fatiha and Surah Dukhan, Surah number 44 of the Noble Quran in the 25th juz. Then the third rakat you read Surah Fatiha and Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. That is chapter number 32. Chapter 32, and it starts with Alif Lam Mim and then it goes on Tanzilul Kitab. This is in the 21st juz, 21st supara. And then the last rakat, Surah Fatiha and Surah Mulk. And you make dua, Allah Jalla Wala will bless you with a powerful retentive memory, inshaAllah. And remember, the more sins we commit, then the weaker the memory gets. Mustafa, so chapter 31, brother, that one day we're speaking of. And Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressed the greatest Shaykhul Hadith of this Ummah. Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Ya Abu Huraira, O Abu Huraira, hadith in Tirmidhi, ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas, stay away from haram speech, haram actions, haram places. Therefore, when students and they come to me for advice, I ask them, you got TV? I said, be honest. They say yes. I say, you will never understand Quran hadith properly when you got all these satanic things in your houses. Get rid of it and you will see how Allah will bless you. So stay away from haram things, and then Allah will make you a great abid, worshipper, and great alim and hafiz. Everything will happen, inshallah. Then Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, poetry is there in Diwan al-Shafi'i. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i was born in the year 150. He was born the day when Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, passed away. If you want reference, open the Muqaddama, Introduction of Hidayah. And Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, was born in Gaza, in Palestine. He lost his father when he was very young. He was a yatim. Mother brought him here to Makkah Mukarramah. And remember, he used to say the poetry, Shakawtu ila Waqi in su'a hifzi. I went to my teacher, Waqi bin Jarrah, rahimahullah, and complained, my memory is getting so weak. Fa'arshadani ila tarkil ma'asi. He told me, oh Muhammad bin Idris, stay away from vices and sins. And then, fa'innal ilma nurum min ilahi. The knowledge is radiance, effulgence from all Mighty Allah of Quran and Sunnah. Wa nurullahi la yu'ta li'asi. People who continue with vices and sin, our income, no tekana, everything we just make kullu halal, our eating, drinking, no real problem, we just eat anything, our actions, we don't worry. So remember, Allah deprives such people of knowledge. Allah protect us all.
My mother fasts throughout the year on Mondays and Thursdays. She is keeping the sixth fast of Shawwal. The seventh day falls on a Monday. What would Mufti advise to do on this day? Fast the Monday or have a break after the sixth and fast on Thursday?
Remember, mashallah, Allah ta'ala reward, Allah make us of such salihin and salihat. Mashallah, you are a very great, fortunate lady, mother. I don't do that, so even whole year, every week, mashallah, Monday, Thursday, Allah ta'ala accept that. Now, tomorrow, you are going to keep the Shawwal fast. So what you're going to do, sister, you do this, that you make multiple intentions. Ya Allah, I'm keeping the sixth fast of Shawwal, one. Then, second one, you make intention, it is is Yom Al Ithnain, it is Monday fast. So I'm making that intention. Ya Allah, I'm making intention for Isa Al Sawab. Everyone from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right up to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the Anbiya and Messengers alayhi salam, all their entire Ummah who lived with Iman and passed away with Iman, everybody must get the reward. So you became the biggest millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, zillionaire. Everybody is benefiting. So make multiple intentions, Ummi, O our respected mother. So I gave you three already. Shawwal fast, one. Two, Monday fast, two. And that is you're doing a sunnah. When you practice on a sunnah, yuhbibkumullah, surah 3 verse 31. Make intention of Isa alayhi sawab for everybody of the past, present and future. And every person who died with Iman and Islam. So you will also get the reward. They also will get the reward. And remember your shawwal fast also is valid. That is Deenul Islam. Allah ki khazana mein koi kami nahi. In the treasures of Almighty Allah, there is no limitation, no restriction. Look at Shama'il Tirmidhi. Subhanallah, one things lead to another. Who is the minister of finance? Sayyidina Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi. The African Muazzin is the minister of finance, is the Muazzin. When you go to Damascus, this grave is there. We've been there 2-3 times. It's written on the wall. Muazzin Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa waziru malihi. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed is Bilal, anfiq ya Bilal, spend O Bilal, wala takhsha min zil arshi iqlal. People spend, I spend, we always think, you know what, money will get finished. No, have that yakin that when we spend, Allah will give us more, provided we do so sincerely. So the more and more we give, don't fear the one who possesses the throne, the khazana and treasures, there will be a decrease. Bilal, Iqlal, no decrease. So that is Islam, my brother. So let us learn, inshallah, make multiple intentions, mother, and Allah will reward you handsomely in this world and optimum reward in the year after.
Actually, the son is saying her 6 fasts finishes today. Would it be advisable for her to take a rest tomorrow or for her Monday sunnah fast, or, you know, just continue with the Monday sunnah fast?
My mind, Maulana, because South Africa, we had Eid on Monday, Alhamdulillah. So today her 6 fast, then I thought maybe she left out, you know, if you study in Pakistan, India, all that. So I don't know, Maulana, if you know the term. They say Eid ul-Fitr, and then the next day, Basi Eid. They use a term, they've got nothing to do with Islam. Basi Eid means one is the fresh Eid and one is the stale Eid, you know. So it crossed my mind, so I said, maybe Khala Ummi, she made Eid on Monday and she said, now never mind, let me take Tuesday off and then I'll start Wednesday. Otherwise, if she started Tuesday, today obviously the 6th day. So no, don't break the rhythm of your mother, oh beloved son. Tell her, Ummi, mashallah, you are min awli, you are min as-salihat. Itna nek or parsa aurat, you get very few ladies nowadays like that, and men also. So Allah Ta'ala give us mothers and wives and sisters like that. So you son, you tell Ummi and say, yes, your 6 fast are finished today, and tomorrow you fast also. Why are you going to fast tomorrow? It's sunnat of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know what Nabi alayhi salam said, hadith in Sahih Muslim, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن أقل وإن قل. The most beloved action by Almighty Allah is the one where there is consistency. I always tell the team, consistency is the key. So we remain consistent. Wa in qalla, although the action is little bit. So no, don't discourage her. Remember, she finished the 6 fast today. We say, MashaAllah. Tomorrow she'll fast again. Never mind, we say, MashaAllah. Allah say, Jalla Jalaluhu, Surah 3 verse 31, يُحْبِ Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. She becomes the beloved of Almighty Allah, and she revived the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and forgive the sins. Tuesday, Wednesday she take rest, and then Thursday she fast. That's the advice, son, beta, you should give Ummi. Allah give tawfiq.
Can a son-in-law give zakah to his father-in-law?
People today, many a time, they look for loopholes. We told you on 100 occasions, parents cannot give zakat to children, grandchildren. Children, grandchildren cannot give to the parents. So now they say, no, I'm not giving. The daughter will say, I'm not giving zakat to my father. My husband is giving to my father. So that is permissible. They'll say, they already passed the fatwa. So we will say, no. We need to hold it a bit here. Yes, let us look at it holistically and from all sides. What happened to that old person? Let's say he's old, 60, 70, 80. What happened to his sons? Why are they not looking after the father? So it is their duty. The son-in-law should not be giving zakat so that the father-in-law could survive. Remember, it is the duty of the sons, first and foremost, primarily to look after him. Second one, the daughters, they should be the one also helping as much as possible. So all these factors must be taken into consideration. If they, the children, have shirked their responsibilities and they're not looking after the father and they dumped him, Allah forbid, in an old age home, as we see today, I always say you're inviting Allah's curse upon you who took your father, mother and dumped them in the old age home. So anyway, whether in the old age home or in their own home, but they're not looking after them. Now they are in dire straits. They can't pay rental. They can't pay water lights, all that. So you, the son-in-law, out of the goodness of your heart, you say, fine, I'll give zakat money, permissible. But the question will still remain, what happened to the sons? What happened to the daughter? It was your responsibility to look after your beloved father and beloved mother. That is our Islam. Not we shirk our responsibility and we say, ne jamai ne devanu, that the son-in-law has to pay. Son-in-law will pay because he's got a big business, because he's got a big heart. But is that the ethical thing to do? No. You, the sons, must fulfill the responsibilities.
Christian, we are aware that children are prone to being attacked by the jinn after Maghrib. So from what age should children be allowed to go for Maghrib Salah?
Remember, the hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna, my beloved mother used to always tell me this, but we were busy playing 5, 6, 8 years old. We're going to listen. Soccer game is on, cricket is on, this is on, and open field we had, me and my African friends. Then my mother said, Maghrib time, Maghrib time. I remember very well. Allah give Jannatul Firdaus. Today you remember all these advices. You know, they never studied Bukhari Sharif. They heard from the pious ulama, mashallah. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, kuffu sibyanakum. When it idha kana janhul layl, that's the word in Bukhari Sharif. Now let's just take our time here. So you must remember that 5:25 or so is sunset. So 5:28, 5:30 azan, maghrib, everything starts, right? Here in Gauteng, lands where we are, Joburg. So from 5:15, 5:10, all that, call your children in already. That's the time the shayateen, they're already busy now. They're scheduling their meetings. They're discussing the agenda. What will we discuss today? Whose marriage will we break? Who will go tomorrow lockdown level number 3 to the casino? Who will go into the pub and alcohol? All the vices, who will commit adultery, fornication? Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So all these things they will discuss. So we must protect our masoom children. But when the children are 7 years old, allimuhum in the sab'in, the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi. So once they're 7 and above, then you must encourage them, the sons, they must go with the father and go and read in a masjid and so forth. I'm speaking in normal times. Now we all know there's some restrictions nowadays. I'm speaking of normal times. And remember, you the mothers, once your daughter is 6, 7, you should be training them already how to read and perform salat and so forth. But before that, when they 1, 2, 3, 4, they just want to break loose and run around and here and there. So before Maghrib time, they should be indoors. That is the hadith command of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif.
Our next question. I read the first part of Tashahud in the first rakah by mistake. I made sajdatu sahwi. Is what I did correct, or should I repeat salah?
100%, what happened to you? You were reading your first rakat and you got mixed up, confused, and fuses got blown. It happens to all of us. Therefore, before salat, always remember this, especially if you're making imamat. So always, and for all of us, in fact, always in your mind, at least read this. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal walahan. I remember I was performing Taraweeh at home, and one man, one vote, my wife behind me. So I used to read it many, many times, so we don't get confused and mixed up. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from walahan. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Inna lilhudu'i shaitanan yuqalu lahu walahan. W-A-L-A-H-A-N. Not Wuhan, they in China. This is Walahan, not Wuhan, Walahan. So anyway, that this shaitan, he makes waswasa. Maybe the wind came out, maybe this happened, that happened. So he brings all the doubts and suspicion regarding our wudu. Then in Sahih Muslim, this hadith, the shaitan is called Khinzab. K-H-I-N-Z-A-B. So read, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minal khinzab. Then you won't get confused and your fuses won't get blown and so forth. So what you do, first rakat, you sit down after the sajda, tashahud. Then you realize, hey, this is my first rakat. You stood up, you perform sajda to sahu, your salat is valid, no problem.
There is a family that has the means of living, but their mother got cancer and they cannot afford to pay for her medicine and chemotherapy treatments. Would it be permissible for them to accept zakah?
If they have jewelry, if they have money, if they have Kuruga coins, all that, then it's not permissible. But today we know that now this chemo and operation and that can run into hundreds and hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions also, and they don't have that resources and so forth, then it's fine. You give them zakat money so that the mother, and beloved mother, can go for the operation and treatment and so forth. Allah Jalla Wala, give all those who are ill complete shifa. Oh Ummi, you are ill and now you have to go for all this treatment. I know my brother had cancer. Allah give them all Jannatul Firdaus. They all passed away. So remember that in a case like this, you, the person who's ill, I want to show you certain things to read and have yaqeen and conviction. Surah 21, Surah 21, verse 83. And that is the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. People, you're suffering from this, from that. Allah protect us. We always make dua. Allah give us siha and afiyah, good health and comfort, safety, everything goodness. So read Surah 21, verse 83, the dua of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. Anni masaniya durru. Ya Allah, this calamity, this distress, this catastrophe has struck me, the sickness. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Whilst Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Read it abundantly. Now the worry, anxiety, all that, the family also are parishan and worried. Read Surah 21, verse 87. So these verses are almost together, like Surah 21, verse 83, Surah 21, verse 87, and Surah Anbiya, the messengers. So you will find it in the 17th Juz, mashallah. So what you read, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin. Read that abundantly. The worry, sorry, anxiety, all will disappear, inshaAllah. Allah ki ya ginti nahi, Allah ki ya wazan hai. Allah does not count the actions, Allah weighs the actions. So read, read, don't worry about the number. Second one, read Surah Fatiha 7 times and blow. The person is so ill, they don't have the energy, capacity, stamina. You read, O daughter, O son, O daughter-in-law, for your mother-in-law, father-in-law. So read, you son-in-law, blow for your father-in-law. And in that way, there hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Third one, hadith in Abu Dawood, Marasil of Abu Dawood. Dawu maradakum bi sadaqah. Give charity. 1 rand, 5 rand, 10 rand. Ya Allah, our family, whoever is sick, give them shifa. Ya Allah, the ummah, whoever is sick, give them shifa. So in that way, Allah will give us also shifa and cure and give those people shifa. Allah make easy.
Ya Allah, we will now take a break and continue with the final segment after this break.
You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, we welcome the local, national and international listeners to this edition of Q&A on the 7th day of Shawwal 1441, corresponding with the 31st of May 2020, kindly and generously brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies with our esteemed Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein. For our local listeners, if you have a question, please WhatsApp it to 084-786-3132. And the international listeners, plus 2784-786-3132. Mufti Saab, I am a pensioner, and further, I am a widow. Besides my pension, I bake cakes and have a tuck shop, and that's the only income I have. Now with the COVID-19, it restricts me from doing business. I'm struggling, and hence I have paid my rent late. My Muslim landlord has charged me 250 rand penalty interest on delayed payment. Is this acceptable?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, before I respond to the question, Man lam yashkuri nas, lam yashkuri Allah. Who does not thank humanity? In reality, he has not thanked Almighty Allah Jalla wala. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. So we take this opportunity to thank all the directors of the various radio stations, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his entire family and capital group, and our Haji Muhammad Joseph and Hafiz Shabir Basha of the Radio Lansar International Group, and Haji Faisal Asmal of the Sirius FM. May all Allah Jalla wa reward all of them so that thousands and thousands of people can benefit, Alhamdulillah, throughout the world. I'm really amazed, Sister of Kala. You are a lady who's a pensioner. You are struggling, but Alhamdulillah, you have your tuck shop, you're trying to make a living. Now this Muslim person, he knows that you are a pensioner and you're getting, you know, a little bit grant and what have you. And now he still had the audacity to charge you 250 rand or whatever interest. Absolutely haram it is. Don't we even have mercy? Do you know what you did? So you must remember, you wage war with Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu Allah alayhi sallam. The 250 rand, you give it back to her and tell her, Kala, never mind, I'll write off 500 rand, 1000 rand from your rental. I know it's difficult times now. That is the Muslim. Quran, the Kareem states, wa in kana zu usratin fa naziratun ila maysara. When people are in debt, give them extension in time. So many people have lost their jobs. So many people are going through difficulty and so forth and so on. Wa anta Almighty Allah says that you, the creditor, you should write it off, and that will be the taqwa. That will be the best thing to do. In kuntum, if you knew what is the rewards and so forth. Now imagine, instead of doing that, this Muslim, he said, no, I'm going to charge you interest for late pay payment, and so absolutely haram. Surah 2, verse 280. Anyway, Kala, I can't tell you to curse him or whatever, but Allah will deal with him. And remember that you must not pay him with halal money. Get somebody to give you the interest money and tell him, this is your rental, 1000 rand, 500 rand, whatever it is, and this is the interest money because you're charging me interest. So that is how you must deal with such zalims and oppressors. I can't believe that Muslims, for a kala, a pensioner, we treat them like that. May Almighty Allah have mercy. And remember, kala, I don't know where you are, but if you are in such dire straits, you can't even pay on time, then remember that to speak to your imam, speak to the Jamiat KwaZulu Natal there in Durban and so forth, and tell them they'll help you out with zakat and so forth, inshallah. Allah make easy, Allah make easy. Shum. Allah gave us so to ihsan on people, have show mercy to people. Mustafa, this Quran, Hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fis sama. Show mercy, compassion to the people and the one, Allah will show mercy to you. But we zalims and oppressors, we will squeeze the people and take out interest from them. Allah have mercy on this ummah. Absolutely haram. Maaf Molana.
I intend getting married. What should I read for a good spouse?
Allah Jalla Wala give you a good spouse, mashallah. This time's here also, so many people are asking the same question. You, the son, the daughter who want to get married, you read Surah 25, Surah Furqan, verse 74. Rabbah, even my sisters and children, it is nephews, nieces, they know this verse and the reference also. They say, we know it's Surah 25, verse 74. So they also know the reference by heart. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina. Oh Allah, grant us our spouses and children and progeny that the coolness of the eyes. Second one, you must remember, you the parents, grandparents. In Arabic we have a saying, it's not hadith, it's just saying, proverb. Hammul banat ilal mamat. Hammul banat ilal mamat. Meaning, when I have daughters, then I'm more worried and concerned about them regarding my sons. Because sons get married, they'll earn, they'll live. But woman, now they'll get who? A good husband. Will the marriage last? Things will work out. Then they have children. So a lot of issues there. So you, the parents, grandparents, what should you read? Mari poiri pani jai. Mari beti ki shadi ho jai. Mani chokri paini bane. I gave you in three languages there, alhamdulillah. So in all our Urdu, Meman, Gujarati. So you must remember, what you going to read then? So remember that you, father, mother, grandparents, Surah 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 54. The daughter's son, verse 74. And you must read Surah 25, verse 54. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا. He, Almighty Allah, created this human being from the semen and sperm. فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا. And He, Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, made for you nasab. Allah give us parents, therefore they're so special. And then we get married, wasihra, in-laws. So you parents, you grandparents, read that verse, Surah 25, verse 54, inshallah, inshallah. And while we are busy with that, let me go to the next question also. I don't know which question, but it's related. People ask, this night it will message, so let me just give it now. People pose the question, which is the best month, the best day, and all that to get married. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, in Shawwal. Hadith in Tirmidhi, inna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tazawwaja bi fi Shawwal. So in Shawwal, we are in Shawwal. Today is 7th of Shawwal, South Africa. Most countries in the world is the 8th. Be that as it may, I want to teach you something else. So when you study hadith, Mishkat Sharif commentary, you will find that Mirqat, Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah writes, it was on the 10th of Shawwal, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam nikah took place, and it was Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq with Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Ummah, so whether you're counting 7 or 8, depending which country we are, so whether Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever, so get your son, get your daughter married. Lockdown, no lockdown. You can just make a nikah quickly. So remember, get the Maulana there and appoint a wakil in that town and city, and at least perform the nikah in that instead of getting them, you understand, speaking haram on WhatsApp and all these type of things. So remember, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha had no children. Hadith Tirmidhi. She used to encourage her nephews, nieces, family members, get married in Shawwal. So that's what we are doing. Remember that we are encouraging you. I myself got married on 10 Shawwal with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So you also must get married, inshallah. Allah will make your marriage wonderful, inshallah, through His mercy. Any sunnah of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam you practice, Allah's mercy will come. You become the beloved of Allah. People don't like his different thing, but Allah will love you. Wa yaghfir lakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. Do that, Ummah, inshallah.
And what is the best amount of mahar to give?
Best amount of mahar, if you got the means and you got the rands, dollars and rupees and whatever, then you announced it, Maulana, 16,000 rand, mahar Fatimi. So 16,080 rand, you said. So make it 16,100 rand. Or you give a little bit more also, mashallah. And if you can't, then whatever you agree on, who is going to determine how much the mahar should be? You, okay, Maulana, if I make you example, then it will be a big problem. Okay, I'm the example. I want to get married. I don't want to get married. I got my Fatima, alhamdulillah. So I want to get married. So now I must ask that lady and her parents and family, how much mahar, what you'll want? So that's how you do it. You don't have to ask the girl, you ask the girl's father, family like that, brother and them. So she say, I want mahar Fatimi, so we can give it in cash, we can give it in jewelry, whatever, it's fine. And they say, no, just give 500 rand, just give 1,000 rand, take me for umrah or whatever. So whatever both parties agree on. But remember, there is a minimum also. The Hanafis will say 330 rand, the Malikis will say 110 rand, and the Shafis, somebody say no minimum mahar. So my advice always, whatever you can give, whether it is clothing, jewelry, cash, give it to your wife. It is a great, great sense of security for her also. Especially nowadays, we don't know, husband passes away and there might be children and so forth. At least she got something, you know, although there'll be inheritance and so forth. So anyway, that is the suggestions we have made. So you must discuss it and reach an amicable agreement and decision.
For the Shawwal fast, can one make niyyah at 8 or 9 in the morning?
Yes, today one person asked me that. He said, you know, I woke up 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock or so, and now I didn't eat anything. And I said, let me just fast. So remember these three maslahs here properly. Don't make mix up. That you want to fast tomorrow or today, and you kept fast and you made niyat intention only 8, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, for example, and it's shawwal fast, sunnat fast, nafil fast, so remember, then it is valid, no problem, and remember, your fast will be valid. The sunnah fast, nafil fast. All the ulama agree on that. All the jurists. Because Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to come to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, or Sayyida Maymuna, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anhunna. Is there tu'am, food, anything? They would say, no, nothing much. He said, never mind, inni sa'imun. So I'll be fasting, no problem. So that is why we say it's permissible. In the morning, you make intention, 8, 9, 10, like that. Second one is this, you keeping qada fast, qada for Ramadan. Then there's ijma and consensus that you must make intention at night. At night means your sehri time ends here by us tomorrow. It's ending 5:25. So before that you make intention, then your qada fast will be valid. You can't make intention for qada for tomorrow and then you slept past fajr, everything, woke up 9, 10, 11 o'clock and you say, nah, I'm making intention of qada, not valid. So mallam yubayyiti siyam fala siyam alahu. Hadith. Remember Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad, Tirmidhi, various compilations. So qada fast intention must be made at night. What about Ramadan fast? Shafi'i, Maliki, Ambali say you must make intention at night. Hanafi say intention during the morning also is fine. So anyway, Ramadan is gone. It's just academic discussion now. But you should know that Nafil Sunnah fast, you can make intention in the morning with the proviso. You did not eat or drink or anything after the Sehri time, Suhoor time expired. And Qada fast, you must make intention at night before the Suhoor time ends. That time your intention must be done already.
What is the correct manner to perform Salatul Tawbah and how many rak'ah?
MashaAllah, remember when you open Tirmidhi Sharif, you open Mishkat Sharif, you open various hadith kitabs. So you will find chapter on Tawbah, Salat on Tawbah and all. So you read 2 rakat Salat. For example, tonight or now, before Asr Salat, you read 2 rakat. You read Qul Ya Kafirun after Surah Fatiha. You read Qul Wallah after Surah Fatiha. Or any Surah you want, you know. Qul A'udhu Bi Falaq, Qul Bi Nas, Alam Tara Lillah Fi Quraishin, anything. And then before you started your Salat, you said, Ya Allah, I'm ashamed. Mujhe nadamat, afsos here. Your bounties are ever recurring on me and showering upon me. But what I went to go do, I broke all your commands, Allah forbid. So that is is the first thing for Tawbah. We should be ashamed of ourselves. Second condition of Tawbah, we all know our weaknesses and vices. So immediately detach ourselves from that. We can't say I'm making Tawbah, but I'm already programming my brains for tomorrow's deal regarding interest. That person is reading Tawbah today, but he already got his date with his secretary because lockdown level 3 is starting. Or that person is saying I'm going to the drug merchant and will collect my lot and all that, you know. So all these things here, my quota. So all this, we have to detach ourselves from all the haram immediately. So then we go in the right direction. That's number two. Third one is fulfill hukukullah. From the time we became baligh and mature, so remember till now how many fajr salat, how many asr salat, all the salat you work out, use your discretion. And then remember you will have to read that salat as qada. How many fast we must from the time we became baligh. So it's very good to keep shawwal fast. But with that we need to ask ourselves that how many qada fast did I miss in the previous years? So all that qada payment will not suffice. My sister, you were pregnant, you were breastfeeding, all that. Qada is compulsory. Payment will not suffice. Number one, nadamat, regret and remorse. Two, detach yourselves from these vices and sins. Three, hukukullah, the rights of Almighty Allah, the salat and siyam, the prayer and fasting, zakat, all will come in. Fourth one, hukukul ibad. And that is, we owe this one, that one, and we say, no more asking, out of sight, out of mind. No, we have to pay. And last one, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Chapter 66, verse number 8. Make such a tawbah that is nasuha. What is nasuha? The people came to the genius Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu anhu warda, and said, I know the word Tawbah, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. But what is this nasuha? He said, when you milk the she-camel, you milk the cow, do you see the milk going back into the udders? He said, no. He said, don't go back. Now we are still 1 week only after Ramadan. So don't go back to the vices. How many of us already must Fajr Salat? How many of us already must Asr Salat? How many of us never opened the Quran Sharif from Eid till now? Don't go back to your vices. Continue with the good and eradicate all the vices. That is a sign of Tawbah Maqbula. That is how we make Tawbah. And each one living today, every person who's sane and mature, we all have to make Tawbah. Wa tubu إلى الله جميعاً أيها المؤمنون. All of you have to make tawbah, O believers. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Then only you'll be successful. Allah Jalla wa Laki wa Tawfiq.
My husband and I bought a house and we were 50-50 owners of it. About a month ago, he told me that I can have his 50% of the share of the house. Is this valid according to Sharia?
MashaAllah, very good husband. Big jiska zarf bara ho. Allah ko bara bana deta hai. He got a big heart. He said, darling, honey, I love you so much. Never mind the half house you paid. You take my share also. So you must have it in writing, everything. So nobody argues and that sign an affidavit. And tell him, honey, you doing this. Make the transfer also. Total house, upstairs, downstairs, outbuilding, everything belongs solely, only to me. So you should do that as well, and then you are the sole owner, so that's very, very good. Today somebody sent me a message and they said, the husband, you must remember that what he did, he saved his wife's name, but he didn't put her name, he put their COVID-19 for the wife. So the wife went through his phone and rang that number and her phone rang. So she came with that, you know, rolling pin for the roti, and to give the husband a guy good hiding. So the wife asked, she asked the husband, why'd you put COVID-19 for me? So he said, whenever I see you, my breath goes away. So mashallah, so now this husband is very good husband. So mashallah that he gave the house. Make shukr, mashallah. But tell him he must do everything properly. So you don't have any arguments afterwards.
Is there a sunnah way to consume kolonji?
You must remember that Kulunji is known as Habbatun Sauda. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Habbatun Sauda is shifa li kulli shay illa sam, except for death. Open Mishkat Sharif, open Musnad Ahmad. So there are different ways and all that. So anyway you take it, inshallah, most important thing is you must remember your intention. Ya Allah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that they shifa, and therefore I'm having it. And today, you know, everything is now so much that you get in bottles and you get in, you know, tablet, and you get in so many different ways. So whatever it is, provided you sure it is Habbatun Sauda, the black seed, Kulunji, Shunis also is another name for it in Arabic. So you must remember all that you can do, no problem, mashallah.
Will the deceased meet each other when the souls are in Alam or Barzakh?
Sometimes they will meet. It's not necessary. They will meet everybody in Barzakh. When I die, you pass away. So we go to a new realm, and that is called Barzakh. Quran says, وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ بَثُونَ. But day of Qiyamah, definitely we will meet. وَأَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ. Provided we all are believers, and that our families, we all will meet. So, inshallah. But you can't say that with 100% conviction in Barzakh. Some you will meet and some you will not meet. Yes, Allah's mercy comes, so you meet all. There's the fadl and the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
While I was in i'tikaf, I mistakenly stepped out onto the sahan. I observed i'tikaf in the masjid. Now, what is the status of my i'tikaf?
If you look at majority scholars, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, and Sahibain, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, the greatest students of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, your i'tikaf is still valid. You just went to the Sahan by mistake and then you came back. Yes, according to Imam Abu Hanifa, remember that your i'tikaf will break. So if you're taking Imam Abu Hanifa's fatwa, I mentioned it, I think in the starting it was a question like that, then according to Hanafi, is only, especially Imam Abu Hanifa only, in this instance, one day's qada will be compulsory. Let's say today before Maghrib you come into the masjid and then you stay till tomorrow Maghrib, that's Monday Maghrib, and tomorrow you must be fasting also. So you keep the Shawwal fast or you keep qada fast or whatever. So remember, all that will then be fine. But if you take majority scholars, even Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, your i'tikaf is still valid.
Inshallah, we will just have one more question and then Mufti Saab would give us the nasiha at the close of the program. Is Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam still alive?
This is a question, remember, that ulama are debating for so many years. Who is Khidr alayhi salam? When you read Surah Kahf and you read the ending, you know, where the 15 Jews, the 15 Subara ends and the 16 Jews starts, there you will find Fantalaqa, Fantalaqa. So thrice you will find that word Fantalaqa, Fantalaqa. So I'll read it for you and you'll see where it is and so forth. Nabi Musa alayhi salam came and he told Nabi Khidr alayhi salam that I want to study by you, and if you want this whole incident, so it starts, you must remember, in Surah Kahf, verse number 60, and it ends, remember, right there at verse 83. So now 23 verses it goes on and you will find this. So what was the reason? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, one day Nabi Musa alayhi salam delivered a wonderful, beautiful lecture, and in that way people asked him that who is the most knowledgeable man a'lamun nas. So he said that ana. So Allah don't like when we say I. It's permissible what he said. It's correct also. He should have said Allah a'lam, Allah knows. So Allah said go to Majma'ul Bahrain where the two oceans meet, not Cape Town, some other place. And there you will meet Abdam min Ibadina, one slave of ours. He's a Nabi according to majority scholars. Some ulama say no, but majority scholars is Nabi. وَمَا فَعَلْتُ عَنْ أَمْرِي. From there you prove he was a Nabi. Whether he's alive or not alive, remember the scholars who are muhaqqiqeen, muhaddisin, they say he passed away long time. And some Sufis and awliyaullah, they say he's alive. But one thing we must be sure about, even if you say Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam is alive, he's not dead Khizr of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. So he's another Khizr, wherever he sits, the place become green and so forth. So these are all things that we should remember. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala give us tawfiq to understand Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah. Okay, Jazakallah khairan to you, Maulana Khalid Yaqub. Allah Jalla Wala reward you and all the listeners. Quickly, tomorrow, inshallah, that you know the masajid will be opening, there's restrictions. So which dua should we read? So remember, you the man, so I'm going to show you step by step. Because now after 2 months, some of you are going. So you enter with your right foot, and before entering, Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, rabbi ghfirli dhunubi, oh Allah, forgive me my sins, Allah maftah li abwaab rahmatik, oh Allah, open the doors of mercy for me. It's authentic hadith Abu Dawood ibn Majah. When you come out, you put your left foot, Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي ذُنُوبِي. Ya Allah, I read your name, took your name, Mubarak name. I send salawat, salam, salutations, peace on Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Ya Allah, forgive me my sins. Now we're going to the shop, to the job, to the worldly activity. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Ya Allah, I'm asking you for your grace. You grant me sustenance, provision. Now there's one portion there, mashallah, when you study hadith, and you will find after the dua, because we go out, then it's a cruel world. You know, there are many, many people waiting just for you to make mistake and what have you. So when you leave, O Ummah, learn this dua. Hadith in Ibn Majah, and it's authentic. And if you want more, وَحَسَّنَهُ Al-Albani, Sheikh Albani also said. We don't have to worry of Sheikh Albani. Fact remains, it's in Ibn Majah and it's authentic. So what is the last portion? Allahumma aswim Rajim. Oh Allah, you protect me from the Satan, the accursed. You have shayateenul ins and shayateenul jinn. Human being also today are shaitan and jinn also, when they are calling towards vices and sins. So when we leave the masjid, we read the dua, add the sentence, Allahumma aswimni min ash-shaytan. Quickly, let me give you the rundown. Inshallah, 4 o'clock, my brother Hafiz Yusuf Kala, you can listen to his golden voice. Thereafter, the Adhan. And thereafter, Mufti Ahmad Kanpuri, Hafidahullah, to Urdu lecture regarding the Warathatul Anbiya, the heirs of Anbiya regarding Ulama. Then, mashallah, then Maghrib Adhan, and after that, the Surah. 6 o'clock, more Dawood Siddat, mashallah, dhikr, what istiqamat, how we should remain steadfast. Then, at 7 o'clock, inshallah, Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani. So, mashallah, regarding dua and shukr and so forth. 8 o'clock, Mufti Abdul Rahman Mangera, and that is at 8. And then, mashallah, 9 o'clock, the Isha Adhan, and then after that, Mawana Suleiman Qatani, Ahmad Suleiman Qatani, and the status and objects or the purpose of Hajj it is. So, mashallah, good lecture that will be. And thereafter, 9:30 will be the Q&A with Mawana Arafat and myself, and that will be right up till 11 o'clock. 10 o'clock. So, it's a half an hour, or it's one of the morning ones, I think. And thereafter, that will be 10 o'clock, will be Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri and Aulad Ki Tarbiyat. So the nurturing training of children, and 23 hours, that will be 11 o'clock, Mount Dawood Siddat. May Almighty Allah reward all of us, accept all of us, make dua, Allah Jalla Wala take us for Umrah, for Hajj. Everything is opening up slowly, slowly. And Madina Munawwara, now we take you to Hafiz Kala with his golden voice. Barakallahu Fik, make dua for us, we make dua for you. My brother Lukolo will prepare the podcast, and we will send it out, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.